Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We'll get started in about a minute. Or two, depending on whose clock or what's not.
Kristen says she's on her way.
All right, thank you.
Listen poorly. I should say.
I was just going to say, which one?
I do not have Kristen Peck's cell phone.
That one I do have. I haven't heard that she wouldn't be here either, but I guess we'll find out. You have a quorum. And this is our going out of business sale meeting. Some folks from the town and Board of Ed will be here. But we will find out. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. It is 7:15, and we have present as board members, Board of Finance members, Ross, Charlie, Mather, Amanda, and Ashley. And I've heard that Kristen Gourley will be joining shortly. And we have Jill Collins present for the town, and we do not have anybody else from Board of Education yet or from the town, but we are going to get started. So I will start with, since we've called to order, I will go through the agenda and public participation. And I'm looking here, we do not have anybody from the public. It looks like online or present here, so we can move on to approval of minutes from our September 21st, 2023 regular meeting. After folks have read for a moment, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I guess I would just say that under number six,
Yeah.
where it says Bob Monroe recommended adding transferring funds that we can that are dormant to collect interest on. I think it might be important to indicate that Jill had chimed in that there are no dormant funds to her, like that everything is in the interest bearing
Which one are you looking at?
account, number six. Am I getting that correct, Jill? I don't want to misinterpret what you.
But don't we have to you can't start talking about it until you
Move to
put
the agenda.
a yeah.
Although technically there's nothing in the charter that says we have to abide by Robert's rules of orders.
But we
But I think
can't.
there is in Robert's rules.
So why don't we go and have a motion?
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
As is. And that's Amanda made the motion.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Charlie, any discussion?
Number six. It said that Bob Monroe.
Sorry, Amanda.
No, that's okay.
I'm looking at number six and I see that as new business.
Yep.
Then that's the one you're looking at,
Yeah.
correct?
So
Okay.
in the second paragraph, it says Bob Monroe
Yep.
recommended adding transferring funds because I think he thought that perhaps funding was in separate accounts and they weren't in the interest-bearing account. And I think it should be made clear that Jill chimed in and said, no, all the money we have
Or an
is in
interest.
our interest-bearing account. I think that's
Yeah.
important for the public record.
And I
Well,
think
yeah, that might not be true. I'll see what you
Yes.
think.
So he was speaking in regards to capital reserve.
Yes.
Correct. So all of the capital reserve is in the general fund. It is a due to, due from to the general fund. So that is collecting interest all the time. So that's, and I don't know exactly how it was perceived, but that's, we were talking about capital reserve. And that, because there are a lot of accounts that aren't part of the general
Right. That's
fund
yeah.
that,
All right.
okay.
So unfortunately, I do not see Mr. Monroe here.
Yeah.
But what
I
would we
mean,
do to collect? Dormant doesn't really
you can get
deceive.
rid of that word, I
Yeah.
suppose. Yeah.
And clarify that it was capital funds.
Yeah. Maybe transferring all funds
It
or
was.
ensuring all funds in the capital account are in the interest-bearing account.
Yeah, because I think that would describe it better, because dormant isn't really the right word.
No.
Yeah.
So
Mean, I
that
guess you did ask about other potential accounts, but we didn't get into detail on it.
let me just make a note that Kristen Gourley just arrived and is joining the meeting at 7:20. So do you want to just change the recommended?
I mean,
It's more like ensuring that
all
all of
funds
our
are
funds,
next.
that all funds, are in interest-bearing
All
accounts.
possible funds are all
Yeah, all
available funds,
possible
something
funds
like
are
that.
in,
Yep.
accounts that gain the maximum amount of interest.
All applicable funds.
Yeah. So then, just because we're going to have somebody who is not here saying this, do we want to reword 6A then just say, R. Monroe recommended ensuring
Ensuring.
that all applicable funds were in accounts where they would get the maximum amount of interest.
Yes, right.
That's what his intent was, I think.
Yes, because, yeah, that's what I feel too. So that would be the change then to 6A. Anything else?
No.
Kristen, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the minutes.
I did not. Are you looking at?
The minutes for the regular meeting that we had on
Okay.
September 21st.
Yeah.
And so far, we just had that one item that we discussed first under new business 6A.
I glanced through it and I didn't see anything. I think I'm. Yeah, we're fine.
And I am not seeing any other comments, so I will move to a vote on this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that was unanimous by all present. So I'm not going to bother with asking if there's any abstentions or nays. So we can move on to the, let's see. Let's go on to the next one, elected officials and town staff reports. And I think the only person available to talk to anything tonight is Jill. So, Jill, I will put you on the spot. And if you could share whatever documents you want to talk to on the screen, and we can
Well,
get started.
Amanda, do you have it up? Because I don't, I'm not ready to do it. If you can do
I
it,
can
that's
get it.
great. Okay.
Yeah.
So the tax collection is current tax collection is at 100.34%, which is that percentage is at 98%. So it's 98% at 100%. 0.34. Motor vehicles is 94.04. There, that one. The green. Thank you.
Yep. And you'll be getting a little bit more for motor vehicles with my supplemental payments in January.
Correct. which we will have that number in December.
Yep. So I know I'm on that list, so.
Sorry, I couldn't figure out how to rotate in Google.
I think it's that little one right up there.
Yeah, now that I've got it in my...
This
so prior year is at 102.14%, and interest and fees are at 67.57%. And Lori's doing a great job as usual. She investigated and hired a third party. See, the problem is that we're going out with motor vehicles. I think you can register a car for 3 years now. So people have the potential to not pay their car taxes for 3 years. So she went out, I guess the Marshall wasn't working out as well. So she went to a third party collector instead of the Marshall, and that's working out pretty well. So her collection is up there. I honestly hate to say this, but I thought we would have a problem with the tax increase. I thought we may have a problem with collections, but she's doing a great job.
Any so I presume that the person they're getting takes a fee from whatever they collect for us, correct?
Not from us. The individual is charged additional amount, and they have to pay.
Okay. Because I know that they don't do this as a free service, so then the individuals pay the collection costs.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Good.
Yeah, that is good.
Mm-hmm. I think it's actually 4 years now, too.
What,
by the way?
For registration. Is it?
Yeah.
You could be right.
On a passenger vehicle, anyway.
Yeah, it's 4 or 5.
It's 4. It is. I'm like 99% sure.
And if you're over 65.
And you could be right. I know it increased. That's what Lori was telling me. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's just, there's a longer period of time that we would go without the collection, possibly. Right. So there's no questions. If you want to move on to regular.
Yeah.
Okay. We're right on target with everything. The state grant and revenues come in at certain times of the year, and they're right on target. There's really not, I mean, you can look at the interest, which is really wonderful right now. So we're doing very well there. And so we're over $128,000 or almost $129,000 more than what we put into the budget. So we're doing very well. So everything else really is on target.
Charlie, you had a question?
I can see now. That's through September only, correct?
Yes.
So there's nothing at the moment, Jill, that is a watch item?
Nope, not at all. We're right on target with everything. So there's really nothing that's out of the ordinary at all.
Any questions on this item? No. I'm not seeing any from our board members. So we keep going.
This is our expenditures through September 30th. Waste collection will have, I think will be, that budget will be under budgeted because we did not sign the contract for that. With Casella, also known as Willimantic Waste, till after the budget was created. So there's possibility of that being under budget. But I don't know. I don't know exactly what that is right now, but we'll just keep an eye on it.
Now, so you mean we would be paying less than is in here or more? Let me.
What was it, timing?
It's going to be under budgeted.
Under, okay. So we under budgeted?
Yes.
Okay. And what amount do we feel is under budgeted?
I'm not going to take a guess, and that hasn't been discussed with Jim nor the Board of Selectmen, so I don't want to really.
Okay, because I think it is something that would be good to know just the magnitude of it, so that if we, you know, so we know how it's going to be, addressed. Yeah. So I presume it would be by transfers from some other part of a budget.
Yes. That's yes. When we have a better idea, yes, that's what how it'll be addressed.
Okay.
Then we only had one transfer. It was just the within the fire marshal's budget.
Yep. Speaking of fire marshals and fire department, I heard that Bruce Dixon is going out to inspect the new fire truck sometime soon for acceptance.
Well, that the final inspection will be by Jim, but yes, I believe he is going out. My understanding is it should be sometime in November, we should be writing the check for that.
Okay, so that's good then, because we were worried about how we were going to pay for it if this had happened last year. So now this is just part of this budget and plan for, correct?
We borrowed money. We did a short-term loan for it.
So I'm just trying to understand, because I thought the short-term loan was if we had to deal with buying it in the last fiscal year, for it in the last fiscal year.
No. The short-term loan is because it was supposed to be originally in the bonding package that's not going to happen for a few years. So we're doing a short-term loan that will probably be rolled over every year until we bond.
Okay.
What's the rate on that one?
Yeah. Question.
Probably along the same lines. What's the rate on the loan?
Yes.
Along with defined short-term loan, how long is that loan for? Is it 3 years, 5 years?
It will be rolled over until we bond. Because when it went to the resolution said that went to the town, for the townspeople to vote on, it said we would do a short-term loan or bond, and they're not going out to bond. We're not going to go out to bond just for the truck. So I believe they're not going out to bond until fiscal year 27. So it will more than likely be keep rolling until we go out to bond, because that was the initial, that was what we were initially, it was supposed to be a part of the bond that was supposed to have happened already, but
so it didn't. Basically, we'll have a short-term loan then for 3 or 4 years till we get to the bonding, at which point then that will include that money for the truck, whatever remaining money is needed for the truck, and then we'd pay off the loan, correct?
Correct. I don't know the exact interest rate. It's 4.1 something. I'm sorry. I just don't know the exact number, but it's around there.
How much is the truck? I forget.
I believe it was 830,000 around there. 810 maybe. We put a deposit down. And then the amount to borrow was, I believe, 630.
Yeah.
And we budgeted for that interest, I would assume.
No.
No,
I don't think so. Did we? I don't think we budgeted for the interest.
There is bond and bond expense of $75,000 in the budget.
Bond or loan?
So we put $75,000 in the bond and expense bond in expense account. I don't know exactly what it's labeled, but there's $75,000 in there.
So the interest for the truck is being taken out of that item, right?
Correct.
Interest and principal
right.
Payments.
No, it will more than likely not be any principal. It will just be the interest. There's different ways we can do it.
Okay.
That hasn't been determined how we're going to do it at the end of the year. We have a financial advisor we work with.
Yep. So then the loan is out and you're just going to figure out at the end of the year whether what payments we make will be interest or interest in principal. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Just want to make sure I understand it.
And it'll be all covered in the bonding eventually.
Yeah.
Whatever the expenses are that we're running that we haven't covered in our budget.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, when is the bonding going to take place?
Yeah, which looks like it's in 2027.
Yeah.
And that's not written in stone, though, either. They're projecting that.
Yeah, because I know that we do want to pay down our existing obligations before we take on new ones.
Correct. And in 2027, we lose the 10-year bond that we did in 2017.
And when you say they are projecting that, who is the they?
I'm the boards of education and boards of selectmen. Those are the ones that are that have the projects.
Okay. That's what I just wanted to make sure we were thinking the same thing.
Okay.
So we have to approve. Yes.
What question, Amanda?
I think that the Board of Education, the most important project is the school roof.
Yeah.
And that really is driving it up. We don't want that roof to turn into notch road roofs.
No.
So that's really driving this bonding.
No, it's like with stuff like that, they're part of our. A part of the town treasure that we need to preserve and take care of because it's our infrastructure. And as you said, if we don't do it, you wind up, you rob Peter to pay Paul and you pay way more in the end when you don't take care of things as they go along.
Correct.
Anything else, Jill?
I don't think so.
Well, then I guess you're off the hook, and I am going to look and see if we do have anybody from Board of Ed yet. And I do not see anybody there. So I guess it would be if there's any questions. Because I do know the only thing I know that's a big item that is of interest to us is whatever the contract for the teachers is. And I know that they have got to work out the final details of that, and it's got to go to a town meeting for
approval.
It passed.
Yep.
Okay.
On Wednesday.
So that's out of the way.
Mm-hmm. With regards to the union contract,
yes,
I did get feedback from people in town that they felt blindsided by it, that they didn't know it was happening, the town meeting was happening. I did indicate that I posted it on social media, but this is someone who doesn't use social media, and obviously it's on the town website and in relevant newspapers, but the suggestion was that when we have town meetings of import like that, that perhaps we include them more prominently in our newsletters. or the Bolton bulletin that goes out via email. It was on there at the bottom on the calendar, but it was not, like, the notice itself was not in
the actual body of it, because I never saw it, which is why I was asking. Because a calendar is small and it's hard to notice, and you don't always go there, because usually most of the things are mentioned in the body of the email, and that's just a summary of them.
Could we also maybe get them put on the board at in front of the firehouse? Because I don't think it was listed there this last time, was it?
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not specific to that. There's just, like, some more things that I think we need to do along the lines of communication like that, because that's kind of been a constant thread that I've heard from members of this commission. And then when we do have public participation, the same, you know, general types of comments. And I think the more ways that we can get information like that out, the better, because not everybody uses every medium.
I will say there were 20 people or so in attendance, so it wasn't bereft of participation.
No, and again, it would be better to have more people with us to get a better feeling for what the, you know, what the real pulse of the town is, because 23 people, they're most likely from people who have kids at school and know that there was the meeting because they get notified through Board of Ed communications. So it's something to just better, you know, to have better, you know, knowledge of in general. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I think the only other thing we keep an eye on is just it might be good to have a discussion also with Kristen Hecht about what, you know, what do they look at for turnover in the future as teachers age and, you know, retire, and what effect does that have on hiring and the budget and payment of any severance or retirement packages, because they do, depending on when they were hired, I do know that affects how much they get paid out of sick time and such that they haven't used. So I think that would be also something good for, not for us, but whoever's on the next, the finance committee to ask stuff like that.
I believe both the selectmen's budget and the Board of Education budget, that's part of the considerations that they're making. Creating the budget.
Yeah. Correct.
But it would be nice to have that information released a little bit so that we could be aware.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because I've talked to Kristen Hecht about it. That's the only way I knew.
Yeah.
And it's something that is good to, like I said, good for planning purposes.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not aware of it. It's just we're not necessarily aware.
Part of our, when our budget discussions happen, we can be saying that this is what's happening with the board or the selectmen's budget this year because of the fact that we have an aging workforce. And with the aging workforce comes additional responsibilities that we're going to have.
That's particularly.
And if it's, you know, look at this past year in the town side. We've had a number of people reach a mandatory retirement age or what they felt was the mandatory retirement age. And with big.
And our teaching population, teacher population is weighted towards the older end right now. So it is something to be aware of and what impact that has on budgets.
I will throw this out there because Kristen addressed this last budget season. One of the reasons why we had such high turnover, it was actually those teachers that were like 3-4 years out of retirement and they left so they could get higher. So I don't think, I'm not sure how much we pay out of that, right? That's one area where I.
Well, they have the teachers have their own separate pension plan. This is more of there's severance pack pay related to their retiring. They have to pay the benefits for sick time they haven't used.
But wouldn't that be like within the year of their retirement or 2 years? If they're leaving like before
when they leave and officially retire, they have certain unused benefits that they get paid, and there's caps on them now for newer hires.
Though I don't think that's that significant. I think what you're referring to.
Because
not our problem. That's.
I think that's one of the ones. One of the areas that it actually gets carried over to the other school system that they go to.
Right.
But I don't agree.
So I don't think it's that an area of a lot of exposure.
It's just a good thing. I think it would be good to talk to Kristen about and just get it clarified.
Yeah.
Again, for purely for planning purposes.
Kristen, I wasn't understanding what the question was. Maybe I can help, but I was kind of missing what your question was.
It was about the retirement and and evaluating and coming up with an estimate as far as those teachers that are retiring, their benefit package, any sick leave that they've accrued that they would be using, you know, that sort of thing, and the cost all attached to it. But what I was referring to was what Kristen had shared with us over the course of the last budget season, was that part of the reason why we had such high turnover with the teachers was that the teachers that were getting ready to retire within 3, 4, 5 years, they were actually leaving to go to another school system. And I think that school system that they go to goes ahead and takes on that cost of the unused sick time, correct?
I don't believe so, no. Well, we wouldn't, if they were retiring, well, I shouldn't say if they were retiring. I know if they're retiring, they have to say within a certain amount of time, a certain date, in order for them to get paid out, say in this fiscal year, they would have to do it by a certain date. But if they're not retiring, I'm not sure how the sick days are paid out, but okay. We don't pay for benefits. The benefits are paid 100% by the individual. We don't pay for their benefits once they retire, but we are responsible for, to have them on our insurance, teachers on our insurance until they're eligible for Medicare. Those teachers that are not ever eligible for Medicare, we have to keep them on as long as they pay. So because before 1985, teachers did not get Medicare taken out of their checks. So if they didn't have any other job, they would never be eligible for Medicare. So we would have to keep them on give them the ability to be on our insurance until they no longer pay.
But what I'm saying is that's if they retire here, right. But if they've worked 20 years and then that last 5 years, they go to another school system, that other school system takes that on, correct?
We would have to pay for their, they would have to have them on their insurance and they would then have the experience. We would have to pay for whatever sick time that their contract allowed them to get paid for.
Yeah, because the sick time is contractual. The sick time is contractual with us.
Yeah.
You know, correct. What they get is, you know, how much they get and how much they get paid of unused sick time when they leave our contract.
Okay,
correct.
That makes,
yes.
Okay, got it.
Then there's a separate issue of the pension and insurance.
Gotcha.
But any potential payouts for any type of benefits are always listed on your books as a liability, right?
Right, so it's already there. So Joey, we've been accruing over time as it's earned.
It's there in the books, but I'm saying it still affects the size, it still affects the budget. That I'm saying.
Yep.
It's on the books, they're not hiding it. I'm not saying that, I'm just saying it is. The more people that you expect to retire in a given period, the more of this you have to cover with, you know, or leave, the more of this you have to cover with your paying out of certain benefits that were in the contract. And so that's something it's part of the job, but it's also good to know what it's trending as because it could be a large amount.
Well, and that's why the Board of Selectmen created the separate account specifically
for the town, for the Board of Selectmen. Where
that's for the town, not the Board of Ed.
Yes. Right, I understand.
Board of Ed gets their own. So any other questions or concerns under elected official and town staff reports? So hearing none, we can move on to new business, which is the three board meeting coming up on November 1st. So I believe it's Board of Finance, Board of Education, and Board of Selectmen. Am I correct in that?
Correct.
So I would encourage everybody on this board to go to have our swan song before the elections.
I'll be there. I'll be in Puerto Rico. Sorry.
Oh, vacation?
Yeah.
Enjoy. I went there in January. I loved it.
Oh, good.
Have you been?
No, never.
Go say hello to Alex. That's what we did when we were.
Oh, did you see him?
Oh, he's got. They've got a gorgeous. He and his wife have a gorgeous house up in the mountains, overlooking the ocean.
Oh, that's
a lot of work that they're doing on it. They're right next to his parents' farm.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm really excited to go.
You'll love it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. But sorry, won't be here for the board meeting.
Oh well. I know, Charlie. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah, we're going to film for
you. Oh, good. I. You know what? I'll watch it in my room.
Yeah.
So anything you wanted to add to that, Jill, about the three board meeting?
No. I just wanted to make sure that I don't know if it was communicated to anybody. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew about it.
Yeah. So be there or be square or be in Puerto Rico. So let's go on to
I'd rather be in Puerto Rico myself, but.
So would I. So let's try to wrap this whole thing up by before 8:15, because then we have to pay our secretary more. So let's go on, our clerk more. So let's go on to the ongoing business discussion of possible action on memo to finance committee. And Amanda had sent out her first take on it and has volunteered to do some editing as we go along. So thank you very much, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Could you scroll down a little further? Now, financial statements, bond rating.
It is in your packet too.
It is in the package?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Last page.
Last page.
Yep, I included it.
Take it out, see if it falls out.
Here.
Thank you. Here, we got a copy of it. And there it is.
It's very comprehensive. I think it covers everything we've been talking about.
The only thing I had thought about it after I read, and I'd mentioned it to Amanda the other day, was that I think what we had also noted was just the way that we're doing business is not sustainable with the expenses that we're incurring overall. With the what, because we don't have the business to support this long term without raising the tax rate substantially. And we did get feedback from just about everybody that if they didn't support, if they supported the budget this year, they were very concerned about supporting it again in the following year. And that's a very consistent theme that I've heard even from people who voted yes. Mm-hmm. They just can't see doing this indefinitely. So it really means some discussion about either getting more revenue or cutting back on some of our, you know, investments. You know, whether that means like, do we keep all the schools that we have? Do we keep, the middle school and lower grades and the high school? Do we just have the lower grades? Do we just have the upper? You know, it's like, what do we do?
Well, I mean, I think one thing is too, and I've spoken with other people from other towns, and I think our town and Jim and Jill, they've done such a wonderful job, but they can't do everything. And I know Jim was doing, I believe literally at one point, I think he was doing the job of three people.
Yeah.
And where we lose on that is other towns have people that are solely just working on grants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of grants out there. And I think one area of opportunity is just, you know, making sure that the roles are clearly defined and making sure that we are allotting somebody just to do grants where they can actually focus and not get pulled off into another direction because they've been spread too thin.
It's a talent to writing grants, mm-hmm. and it's really, you get a lot of knowledge from doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, I mean, I think that is... Oh, yeah. An area of opportunity, and then the money where we'd be getting funds from those grants, putting them into some of our public areas like Herrick Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of money now that, you know, thanks to grant money,
say,
it's going
to
go into.
This is not to say that the town isn't doing it right now. So
no,
I just want to
but
be
I mean
clear.
Maximizing it,
yes,
is what I'm saying. And putting it into areas like Herrick where we actually rent those fields out and thus generates revenue. So I think I do think we have an opportunity there where we can.
If I wanted to summarize it, then we should optimize the opportunity for grants, perhaps with a dedicated person to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the return on that investment could be substantial.
Huge. And putting it into projects, again, that could generate money.
Yeah. And I think that's also just the general thing to look at is when we look at what to cut or what to add, what does this affect to our do with our revenue? Because
mm-hmm.
It's not good to get rid of our tax collectors.
No.
Because then you lose revenue that they get.
And our tax collectors do an excellent job.
Yes. So I'm just not to say picking on them in particular, but just as it's an easy to understand example.
Right.
Sorry, do we want to include having a person dedicated to it, or we just want to leave?
Or focused, or clearly defined roles and responsibilities.
Clearly defined responsibility for grants. Primary responsibility.
So do we want to make this statement about how the current way we're doing business is unsustainable?
I don't know if people would understand that. Like doing business as a finance committee or doing business as a town?
As
town
a
in
town.
General.
Right. But it's kind of a fact.
Mm-hmm.
More of opinion, you know?
I was thinking about past practice, and this is historically, not just in recent past. When it comes to grants, different departments have been working across purposes.
Sure.
And as a result, we weren't able to take advantage of a lot of them, or we were restricted as a department in making the applications formally. An example of this, and I'm going back 30 years now,
mm-hmm.
is that we had the opportunity 30 years ago when we were first introducing computers into the assessor's office, that if the assessor applied to the state of Connecticut, they could get a grant for 20, which wasn't much money back then, $26,000. But that $26,000 would fully supply all of the necessary programming and computers for the assessor and the tax collector's office to run their jobs through with a computer system. And it would modernize. Things back then were being done manually, actually. That's how backwards it was back early on. When approaching the town with that, we didn't gain permission in the assessor's office to file for the grant. And because we put the proposal out there, it was frowned upon doing that. It should have been done by someone else, and it should have been done and the process through someone else. And fortunately, because it was processed by the assessor, there was no going back. They had to give us the money. And we got the money, and we got the equipment, and we got the model. But there are other instances where the same kind of things were going on, and as a result, you were not seeing the funding coming through, or not being allowed to, because it wasn't the proper one to do the filing. And I think we have to really be careful on how we word this, just to say a single person dedicated, or maybe a single person in a department being dedicated to it, looking into it, or working with
a person. Do you want to say a coordinated effort and focus?
And that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Because you really do need that. And it's more than just one person, because no one knew about that grant that was available for the assessors back then, because it was a brand new thing. We got the first grant in the state of Connecticut because we were active and proactive, and we happened to be involved with the state and with the assessors. Yeah.
So the
associations to get it.
So this would get into what is the town, you know, what plan are we working under and what goals and priorities, and then that would inform what type of grants do we look at, and then those ideas would have to be collected across various departments, and do they fit in with the priorities? So it's really does cover.
Yeah,
but if you have someone dedicated to it, that's their role.
You know what I'm thinking, because I think that's excellent feedback, because I haven't written a grant. My husband does that. God bless him. Because I hear it's a headache. But what about like a grant project manager who would be like a point person, and then, you know, having leaders again from like each department, you know, designated.
Yeah.
But we have to do something. If those roles aren't defined, I think we're going to keep limping along and just keep missing opportunities.
I wouldn't want to specify the approach that they take, but I would like to specify, like you were saying, and Charlie was saying, that we need a coordinated focus on grants by a dedicated person or persons or team or whatever, I think.
Person from each department reporting to the one central person.
I don't want to prescribe how they should do it, but it has to be coordinated, it has to be focused, and it has to be, you know, broad feedback, you know, and how does it fit into a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Defined, assigned, and some type of an outline for how to get there, I think is, So I don't know, Amanda, how you're writing.
Well, just so you know, in the financial policy, there are some guidelines to applying for grants, and no one can apply for a grant without getting it approved by the selectmen first.
Which in some ways has actually been a barrier, quite frankly, in terms of the timing and how often they meet or don't meet.
But there are other times where that became a huge problem, because these people are using the town's EIN, getting grants, and really have that manipulate the town's property. And that individual did not have the authority to do that.
We need to bring the board in on how, you know, the current structure could potentially impede the ability to apply for grants and come up with an alternative solution that allows involvement of everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, which gets back to, I think it's coordinated and focused, and, you know, based on, you know, agreed upon priorities for the town. Mm-hmm. If we put something like that in, then the mechanism for doing it can be, you know, worked out. Because I don't know, you know, I don't know what would work best, and I hate to prescribe things for other people.
Well, and I hear what Jill's saying too, like the check and balances.
You need to have somebody.
You have to. Yeah, you have to have some type of an oversight. But so that's.
I can't be too rigid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And again, let them figure out the mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to just give general, you know, this is what we want to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's a good idea. And then, give some flexibility in the means for, you know, achieving it by the people who are doing it, as long as they meet the outcomes.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get to micromanaging and starting to tell people too much what to do.
Have I accurately summarized?
Let's look.
The statement in number 9.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good to me.
Looks great. Thank you.
Yeah. I would amend it to say either not funds should be put into private sector, generate additional revenue, or be a cost-efficient way of cutting costs. And
that's true. There's get grants for reducing expenses. You know, process improvement grants or upgrades to tools and such, like you were mentioning earlier. Yes.
You know, what ended up happening, as an example on that, is that revaluation back then cost $150,000. We were able to take the next revaluation, and it cost the town $26,000 because we were able to handle it completely different. We had the computer system that could generate what we needed and produce a product that was excellent, and we took the help that was available also at the time and was able to produce a revaluation at a much reduced rate. The grant allowed us to be able to cut back the cost.
So did I capture that? Or that would create savings or increase efficiencies for the town.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
That looks perfect. Anything else? I just want to thank you, Amanda, for pulling all this stuff together.
Yeah, thank you.
In the middle of your busy campaign season.
I was like, oh, crap, I need to do it before I forget. Any other changes you want to make to any of the other bullets? No.
No. I'll have to figure out. So, Jill?
Yes.
Since we don't know who's going to be on the new finance committee at this point, would this be something that we could give to you and you would deliver? Because I know I'm running, and I know that there's a couple of other people are running, like Bob Monroe is running, and we got another person as well, but we have no idea who's going to actually be there. So I was just wondering, how does this get to the new committee?
I would contact Jim and have Jim's office do it, because I will not be here. Okay. I won't be at the next meeting, and I won't be around shortly after the election for a couple weeks.
Okay. So then I'll work with Jim then. So Amanda, if we want to put it together, I can just forward it to Jim. Yeah, I just don't want to be presumptive about who's going to be there and hand it off, even though it will, you know, it's a product of all of us with my, you know, we should put the whole board's name on it. It's not just me. So I'll put the chair and, you know, members of the board.
Everybody's on it.
Yeah,
they're on. I'll put on the back.
I got them all on the one page, yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're important, but not that important.
No, that's what I'm saying. And I agree with you 100%. So that's why I wanted to make sure all the other names were there, and I just didn't read the backside. Anything else on this topic? If not, I will call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Then we are adjourned at 8:06.
Okay, so now can I ask about the Indiana Jones Martito?
So let me go.
I think it needs to be discussed.
Yes.
Let me go and end the meeting.
Before you stop recording, good night.
Good night.
Good night.